stood in your stacks of stolen books. You don't take you seriously, you're protected from the gaze. Another malintention emanating from the haze. No, no, no. No, no. No, no, no. Well, I heard your scattering hands creeping high upon the ship. Demonstration of fanaticized fitness and a distinct disrespect for all your unwitting witness. I know you got nothing to give to me, but I'm trying to take this seriously. No commitment. No, no, no commitment. No, no.
That is a brand new track from Desiree Dorian, Love You to Death. The track certainly brings to light alcoholism, and she really wanted to focus on that, especially this month, being Alcohol Awareness Month. Nick Waterhouse, a song called No Commitment before that, and this was born out of Hunting Beach, California, where he established himself in the psych garage scene while still retaining a very cool American rhythm and blues rock and roll aesthetic. More music coming up on the way, but here is Misha and the Spanx with So Mad. Julian Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly across more than 80 of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations from coast to coast in Canada, the United States, and internationally.
This is Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
They have a secret.
You might not know that song, but that's from the French group M84. Their big hit was Midnight City for sure. And that is Kim and Jesse. I'm Julian Taylor. This is The Jukebox. Thanks for tuning into the show. Big shout out to everyone who's listening. Go tell your friends. We got music on the way from Mike Byrne, who's from Tobique First Nation in New Brunswick. He's embarked on a solo career, and it's going very well. He was nominated for a couple of NAMI Awards, Native American Music Awards, that is, and happy to see him having the success that he is having. Norma Tanega has a song coming up called What More in the World Could Anyone Be Living For? And I really like that title. It's long, but it's a beautiful title. I'm sure all of us think about that all the time. Tanega was born in California in 1939. And coming up, we have Ombigizi Back at Me featuring Peter from July Talk. Very cool stuff from this band, who was nominated for a Juno for Best Alternative Album of the Year and shortlisted for the Polaris Prize as well. Here on the Jukebox are my friends Adam and Daniel, Ombigizi featuring Peter from July Talk with Back at Me.
Every time I Taylor's Jukebox. It's so cool.
Big up to Jukebox sponsors, Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
This is Bird Note. Enormous white birds soar gracefully in close formation against an azure sky, wingtip to wingtip. Circling ever higher toward a scattering of clouds, these giants have as long a wingspan as any birds on the continent. Are they eagles? Vultures? Cranes? They are American white pelicans. Spread wide, their wings measure a full 9 feet tip to tip, nearly that of the California condor. American white pelicans seem to drift without effort on updrafts. They glisten snowy white, except for their black flight feathers. When standing on a sandbar, American white pelicans look ponderous. Their comically oversized yellow-orange beaks are a near match to their huge orange feet. They simply dwarf any brown pelicans alongside, standing a full head taller. In summer, these birds breed mainly in the interior west of the United States and Canada. They favor shallow portions of large lakes, marshes, and rivers, where they scoop fish from the water in the pouches of their beaks. Loads of fish, because a pelican chick may eat 150 pounds worth before it leaves the nest. See photos and videos of American white pelicans when you come to our website, birdnote.org. I'm Michael Stein.